This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. I know time is precious. I'm grateful that you've come along here for the ride. Hear the word of God today and hear the message the Lord has for you today, because we know that God's always speaking if you go to the source and if you go to where He's speaking. That's what we do here on this program. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're tuning in now to His frequency. Lord God, we do indeed turn into Your frequency, Lord. We listen for Your voice through Your word. Speak to us now where we know that You speak. We listen for You. Lead us, guide us, and direct us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're actually in a year-long study in the book of Revelation. We are in chapter 13, and I'm just pausing for a moment here, a couple days, as we just wrapped up looking at the Antichrist, the first beast, Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. Now, prior to looking at the false prophet is going to be next, probably in our next program, I wanted to look at what Paul tells us about this man, actually what the Holy Spirit tells us through another apostle, and this is the apostle Paul, and what he wrote to the Thessalonians back in 51 A.D., some 45 years earlier than what the Holy Spirit spoke through the Apostle John, and what the Lord Jesus Christ revealed to John. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Prior to getting started, you can visit our website at wgodontheair.net. That is wgodontheair.net. There's some links on there to hear our podcast. There's over 5 years worth of radio programs and podcasts uploaded. You can purchase the Bible that I use to teach this, and that is the EMTV, the English Majority Text version of the Bible. Another one of my websites is majoritytext.com, and you can read the Bible translation on there. It's a very, very close cousin to the King James and the New King James, because it comes from the same faithful manuscripts as they do. Now, in the meantime, we're looking at the man of sin. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. The Apostle Paul says, "Let no one deceive you by any means." Now, he's talking about the day of Christ. The day of Christ, we know, is a good day. It's the day of the rapture. It's the day that 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 1 Thessalonians 4:15 gets fulfilled, where the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. We know it's going to happen. That's what the word says. The question is, when? And the Apostle Paul answers this question, at least somewhat, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, he says, "Let no one deceive you in any way," or "let no one deceive you by any means. For that day," that is this day of Christ we just looked at, this day everyone's waiting on, this blessed hope everyone's waiting on, the Lord's return, the rapture of the church, when he takes us out of this world, as he says, I'll keep you from the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Though I think that's more close to a literal hour than it is years before. But that's just my opinion. Let no one deceive you by any means. That day, this day of Christ, will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. All right, now let's stop here for a minute. It says in verse 4 that this man of sin exalts himself above all that is called God, exalts himself above all that is worshiped, and he sits in the temple of God. So naturally, we say, what has to happen first before the Lord can come back? Right here. We've got to see the temple rebuilt. He sits as God in the temple of God. There's no temple right now. This is one of the things we're waiting on. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, the Lord Jesus says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Well, there is no holy place right now. The holy place in Jerusalem is where the Dome of the Rock is. Something drastic or catastrophic has to happen for there to be another holy place. These things have to happen first. More importantly, we're looking at the man of sin. Who is this man of sin? He sits as God in the temple of God. And the scary thing is to me is that he sits as God. And that means only one thing. People are going to worship him. Your friends, maybe. Maybe your mother's going to worship him. Maybe your father. Maybe your sister. Maybe your son will worship him. Maybe your daughter, maybe your co-worker will worship him. When you go to Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, let me read this verse to you. It says here, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. That is, everyone whose names are not written in the book of life, all. That means everyone from the Freedom From Religion Foundation will bow a knee and worship him. All the atheists, all the agnostics, all the skeptics, all the Muslims will worship him. All the unbelievers will worship him. All, everyone who dwells on the earth will worship him, except those of us that have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of us. So now we see this man. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now let's move on here to the next verse. Verse 7, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will continue until he is taken out of the way. My translation reads, until one arises from out of the midst. And then the lawless one will be unveiled, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one, that's the man of sin, that's this Antichrist we've been looking at. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Meaning when you look behind the mask and see what's going on here, Satan is the one who's pulling the strings. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because. Let me ask the question. Why do people die at the end of the age? Why will people perish at the end of the age? The answer to that is given prophetically right here. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie. Now, you know what the lie is? Three words. Antichrist is God. That's the lie. This is the fate of all those who refuse love. Think about that. Refusing love. What a thing to die for. Not for sins. You don't die at the end of the age for sins you commit. You'll die at the end of the age for refusing love. If you are offended because God loves you, you've been deceived by somebody who hates you. Think about that. If you are offended because God loves, I'm here to tell you today, as a preacher and minister and speaker for Almighty God through His Word, I'm here to tell you today that God loves you. Either you embrace that and receive that, or you're offended. Are you offended that God loves you? If you are, think about that. If you are offended because God loves you, friend, you've been deceived. You've been deceived, and you've been deceived by someone who hates your guts. All who dwell on the earth will worship this man whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. For this reason, that is refusing love, for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie, so that all may be condemned or damned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I'm here to tell you today that God loves you. God loves you. God doesn't want you to perish. God is long-suffering, it says in my Bible, not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. If you are offended that God loves you, you've been deceived by someone that hates you and someone that wants to see you fall. Someone, you know, misery loves company. And Satan is an old, miserable old codger, and he's going to spend an eternity in the lake of fire, and he's trying to take as many of you with him as possible. Are you offended that God loves you, or do you embrace the fact that God loves you? He's provided the way out. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. If you're offended that God loves you, you've been deceived by someone who hates you. We'll be back again soon with a new program on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.